Welcome to Songcatcher right here on Radio Adelaide on digital, online, and 101.5 FM. I'm Claire here with Chin, Adrian, and Billy on the desk. Clayton is waiting in the wings.
At some point, we'll introduce Clayton back to the Songcatcher audience, yes.
And we have a guest.
And who would that be, Claire?
Emma Jane.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Pleased to have you.
Yeah, welcome along, Emma Jane.
Thank you.
Okay, you've come on the Adelaide scene a little bit in the last few years, perhaps. You've been studying at the university and come through with a Bachelor of Music.
Yeah. How
was that?
Yeah, it was fantastic. So I started a Bachelor of Pop Music at the University of Adelaide. Started that in 2015. And just a couple months ago, I had my graduation ceremony, which was beautiful.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you have nice weather for it?
It was a good day. We did, actually. We could actually stand out and not get rained on, which was really good. So we could do our throwing the hats in the air and not have to worry about being under the shoulder. So, no, it was good. The course was fantastic. Met a lot of great artists and musicians who were very kind of in the same headspace as me, which was, fantastic.
And you learned a few things along the way.
I did. I did learn. I learned a few things. it was good. We did. We studied songwriting. So pop music and creative technologies. It's all about basically songwriting, kind of honing your craft as a songwriter. And then also it has the technology element of it. So we did subjects like sound engineering and we learnt about kind of working in the recording studio and mixing and editing and mastering our songs and using, programs such as Pro Tools and Logic to create our own music. So, I loved that part of the course the most, I think.
Sounds like a well-rounded course. How many years?
So it's a three-year course. Each year you kind of step it up a level. It was fantastic because we actually got put into small groups as well for our ensembles. We were kind of, I guess, forced to work with others, but it was really good because you worked with other artists who you might not have chosen otherwise or really known if you would connect with them. And that kind of opens up a whole new kind of genre within itself when you bring different, artists who are influenced by different people. So,
and then there's that element of ensemble playing.
Yes.
Which you might not have had otherwise.
Yeah. So we would work as a small group, an ensemble of maybe 4 to 6 people. And each semester, at the end of the semester, we would perform with our group at one of the great venues around Adelaide. And that would be open to the public as well. So that was great, a great chance to perform there too.
So you were from country South Australia, come down from Swan Reach. Did you just come down to do the study course or were you already down in Adelaide before?
No, I did move down to study. So I grew up in Swan Reach on a farm on the river, which was amazing. And after I completed high school, I actually had a gap year and I stayed and worked on the farm. And then it was at that point that I realised I was kind of tossing up what I wanted to do after that. And I had kind of looked into this, the pop course, and during that year I decided that, that was the way that I wanted to go. So,
but presumably you were doing a bit of live playing around town at the same time as doing the course?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've just recently formed my own band, so playing my original songs, and that they're all people who I've studied with. So we've all, known each other for 3 years or so. So the friendships formed through that, has then led to creative work together, which is really cool.
And how did you see yourself making a career in music back then? And what's
changed now?
That's
the big question. I think, I don't know, before I started this course, I'd always thought I'd be a teacher. And I thought that maybe I could combine music and teaching together, and I thought that would be a pretty maybe a stable path that I could take. Through the course, I think I did realise that there are a lot of different opportunities and some that perhaps I hadn't considered before. And the thing is, when you're in the same space as all of these other creative people, it's all about networking. And so a lot of opportunities, even with, like, I've just recently joined Scala, which is, you know, a group who are nurturing original musicians and songwriters and lyricists. And so even, yeah, different groups like that, I think, I've just realised that there's, you don't necessarily just have to stick to the one job to have your career. We learnt about, I guess we talked a bit about a portfolio career at uni and how it can be, you know, maybe a little bit of music teaching, a little bit of, you know, your own creative path that you want to follow, whether it's releasing your own music or writing for other people, but kind of doing a bit of everything that you enjoy. So I think that's where I see myself fitting at the moment, is kind of just dipping my toes in different areas and, yeah, seeing where it goes from there.
Well, it must be time for some music, but before just we get to the music, just a little bit of trivia for you. You might be interested to know out there that Emma's writing is actually neater than my printing on a printer. She's got the list of tracks in front of her, and I can tell you they look neater than what comes out of the printer when I press the print button.
I was always the scroll at school. Everyone was like, they volunteered me. I didn't really have a say, but
yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out, Clay.
They wouldn't have appointed me because even I can't read my own writing. Anyway, tracks that we're going to hear tonight are on a demo, well, not quite a demo EP, but there is an EP coming out by the year end,
yes.
Maybe.
Early next year is the release, so I'm really excited. It's kind of, I've been thinking about it for a little while, but I can say that, yes, I'm going to be recording an EP later this year, which I'm really excited about. Going to be working with some great musicians and studios as well. So, yeah, that's going to be a really exciting project that we'll be working towards okay. from now on.
So we've got some demos ready, getting yes. ready here, and the first track is called With You.
Finally let you in. That's what I've always struggled with. You captured all of me. I'm exposed for all to see. There is something to be said. I've got to get it off my chest. Ooh. So let's be laying it all down. I'm meant to go to my covers now. Let me in, I'll find a way to make you understand.
Well, you've been listening to With You, Emma Jane performing there, and it is 11 minutes past 9 here on Songcatcher.
Really lovely song, and I just have a question. So for this song, is it your band playing in this track, actually?
So most of the performers who did play on this song are part of my band now. When I recorded this song, it was toward the end of 2016, so I was in my second year. And so the people who I was working with, we worked together before, and it was actually part of my uni assessment at the time. So with our course, we have to submit a portfolio. So that includes three songs that we write, record, edit, produce everything, and then submit to basically get feedback. So that song there, With You, was one of the songs that I had submitted. So actually all of the songs tonight that we'll be playing, I have done at uni. So yeah, brought out a lot of music, which is always good.
I guess for this song you get a very good feedback as well.
I was pretty happy with it, yeah.
Because I really love the rhythm.
Just feedback about the song either, it's feedback about
teamwork.
How she's recorded it, what the arrangement is, how it's come out.
Absolutely, yeah. So down to, you know, how I mix the song and, you know, the levels of every instrument, every phrase of my vocals. You know, sometimes it could get, you know, if you took it too personally, it would, I had to find a way to not let it affect my writing from there on. But, you know, you always, I think at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's one or two people's opinions that obviously you take on board, and then you kind of use that for the next, you know, assessment or song that you write. You kind of have that in the back of your head going, all right, well, they said that perhaps I could work on my phrasing or something. So then it does influence the way that you then create, you know, the songs from there.
So did you have any songs like after you receiving the feedback and then you change a little bit, like, and then to the current songs?
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to think of what the main thing. Perhaps it was my my melodies. Sometimes I love melodies, and I love they're one of the first things that come to me, I think, when I'm writing songs. But sometimes I keep them very similar, and I remember that was one of the comments that I had in some feedback, and so I did make the effort at one point to really try to change it in the way I was writing, and yeah, it definitely does affect it.
Was this a song that you wrote while you were doing the course?
Yes, so I think I wrote it, it would have been within the year before I actually recorded it, but it actually started out, I was on the piano when I first played it, and it was a much slower and kind of softer vibe. It was really quite mellow compared to what it turned into. But I really loved the thing that I love the most, I think, when I'm in the studio, is hearing the song come alive and adding in those different layers. And, you know, when I went to record, we were like, oh, let's put the tempo up and just see how it feels. And it just really lifted the song. So it was cool to see that.
I really love this melody because you feel like it's very lively, very youthful.
Yeah,
so, thank you. Nice melody.
Now we're going to take you back in time. You're growing up and you're on your little tacker in Swan Reach.
And don't say anything nasty about Swan Reach, because we have a big listener with bass in Swan Reach. Oh,
I love Swan Reach. I would never say anything bad about it.
So what's music like in the Grieger home as you were growing up?
Oh, in the Grieger home. Hey, Mum and Dad. it was, tell you what, the thing that I remember the most is when so living in Swan Reach, you kind of have to drive a fair way to get anywhere, you know, if it's even just to the shops.
And unless you want to go fishing.
Well, that's it, yeah, just walk down the cliff there. But a great memory that I have is whenever we would go for a trip as a family, and Dad would play the classics on the CD. Like, we'd have Susie Quattro, we'd have Melanie, who else? Like Fleetwood Mac, just the classics. And it was so, like, I just loved, I don't know, some of those car trips. Like, I just, those songs, you know, have stayed with me forever. And so, yeah, that was probably that's the thing I remember the most about.
So we were listening to music and it was Dad's classic 70s.
Yeah. He'd be tapping away on the steering wheel while he was driving.
Was there other music? Any practitioners in the household?
Practitioners?
Of music.
Musicians.
Well, my older brother, actually, he learnt guitar, and I think he was probably the reason I picked up the guitar. So he was playing it for a few years, and then when I was about 12 years old when I thought, oh, yeah, I'll give this a go. I was playing piano before that and kind of got a bit sick of it and then wanted to try something else. So I picked up the guitar and, we kind of learned to have some jams together, and that was always fun.
So actually you don't really form the band with your brother?
We have played together before. We've played together live a couple of times. But no, he's a little bit far away at the moment to play in a band together.
So I presume there were piano lessons along the way.
Yes.
Guitar lessons too?
Yeah, so I had some piano lessons mainly when I was in primary school. And then, as I said, I kind of moved across to guitar. And I actually had some guitar lessons in the Barossa at the music centre there. And that was really great. I hated theory when I was younger. And I think that was actually a reason why I stopped playing piano at the time. There was so much theory and I just wasn't enjoying it anymore. And it kind of, I just thought, I'll try something different. And my guitar teacher, he would just be like, all right, what song do you want to play? And he'd just listen to the song, work it out, and then teach me. And I might not have actually progressed that much, but my enjoyment of the instrument and just the fact that I just loved it. Like, it was, I enjoyed going to those lessons and learning the songs that I was hearing on the radio, and that then went on to writing my own songs from there as well.
So when did you find like you want to write your own song? Is there any particular moment just made you feel like, oh, I want to write?
I think I was around 12 as well, so it was kind of when I was doing a bit of guitar, a bit of piano. And for me, songwriting, it was such an incredible outlet, just for whatever was going on in my head internally. For me, that was my way to get it out and to process it and to deal with whatever was going on. So, I was about 12 years old, and it was... I remember writing my first song on the piano. It was in our workers' quarters. We had this beautiful old piano. It's about 100 years old. From my grandma passed it down, and it was very out of tune, but it didn't matter to me. Like, it was this instrument that I could use to write this song, and it just kind of went on from there. So I really enjoyed just processing.
Well, I think it's time to interrupt and have some more music. So next up, Miss Me Now.
How did we let it get to this? Is there a turning point that I blindly missed? When did we go across that line? Is it all of my fault this time? And I know there'll come a day when this will all make sense. But tonight I'm asking why I'm caught up. Point of no return behind us now. have seen the signs. Put a guard on this heart of mine, and I know there'll come a day when this will all make sense. But tonight I'm asking why I'm caught up in this mess. And I know it'll be okay, I'll find my way somehow. Of you and wonder if you miss me now. The hardest part is that I know you're still alive, even though it feels like you have died inside. And I know come a day when this will all make sense. But tonight I'm asking why I'm caught up in this mess. And I know it'll be okay, I'll find my way somehow. I'll think of you and wonder if you miss me now.
Radio Adelaide.
Ever thought about becoming a media maker? Radio Adelaide can show you how with our 8-week training course. We hold regular info nights to tell you all about it. Just go to the Get Involved page on the Radio Adelaide website and sign up for our next info night.
That lovely song we were hearing was Miss Me Now, Emma Jane with harmonies.
Yes, yeah, that was just myself on a different track.
That's beautiful.
Singing the harmonies. Thank you.
Love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, like.
So. No, you would have written enough songs now to have a sense of the kind of things that inspire you to write. So what would they be in terms of, you know, what makes you think, oh, that's something I have to write a song about?
Yeah, I think a lot of my writing has been from personal experience. As I said before, it was definitely an incredible outlet for me. But I think also I've learnt to put myself in other people's shoes a little bit over the last few years. It's definitely, I think, still though something that I either experience or someone close to me experiences. I think that's when I find when it's a strong kind of emotion or occasion, that's when.
So you write it in the moment or you think about it afterwards and say, that's an experience I need to write about?
It changes a little bit. I think it's a little bit of both. Sometimes it is a very quick, you know, I just write out everything and that kind of forms most of the song. Other times it might be something that I kind of mull over for a few weeks, you know. Sometimes, like at the moment, I've still got songs that are half written and, you know, maybe one day I'll go back to them and finish them off. But even if I don't, I've still gone through that process.
And your song's all about traumas in high school.
Yeah. Not all of them. Some of them, maybe. I don't know about trauma, but definitely just, yeah.
No, it's about time you finished off the high school song.
So tell me, what were the best parts of this Bachelor of Music course that you did?
Oh, the best parts. I think number one would have to be the people that you meet and that you work with and that you learn from. So everyone there is a creative, whether it be that they're a songwriter or mainly a musician or a composer. Everyone who I was interacting with while I was at uni had some kind of, you know, creative aspect that they were focusing on. And so working with them or even just seeing what they were working on at the time and kind of just being able to take that in and, or bounce off ideas with each other. The people were definitely, I think, the best part.
And were there any parts that were really a struggle for you?
Yes, definitely. There were a couple subjects that we had to take. I won't say exactly what subject that was, but it was a lot of essay writing and a lot of readings that, you know, sometimes just didn't ever get done, and so you just kind of do your best to cover that up.
Got into muddling through.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. You know, I definitely enjoyed the more practical side of the course rather than some of the assignments that we might have had to do. But I think that's the same with every course. I think there's some aspects that you love and some that you just kind of do because you have to.
Okay. It's time to introduce the next song. Would you like to do
Beautiful.
That?
Yeah, absolutely. So the next song is called Safer There. So I actually wrote this just last year in my final year of uni. And it was, it actually started off as I thought of it as a song called Hideaway, but I wanted to turn it around a bit to have a more kind of positive look on it. So this is called Safer There, and it's just about having a place basically of refuge.
Take me away to where there's silence, nobody tells you how to live your life. Take me away from vicious voices. There's nothing here that feels right. I wanna fly to a safe place. I wanna find some solid ground. There's no one here that knows me anymore. I wanna go to a place that I won't be. Feet running from the crowd, avoiding disapproving glares. I'll keep my head down, I don't wanna be afraid, so I'll find a hideaway. I'm safer there. I won't stop running until I'm free, and I'm safer there. I'm safer there.
Safer There, Emma Jane. Really, really beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
And you're listening to that on Songcatcher, where it's now 9:30.
That's halfway through the program.
Halfway through the program.
Already.
Goodness, already. Where did the time go?
And I must say, I like your positive spin on that, Safer There.
Thank you. Yeah. It kind of started out, it was more like, oh, like I want to run away kind of vibe that I was kind of writing out. And then I thought, no, like, let's turn it around. You know, it's so, I feel like it's so easy as a songwriter to write something maybe sadder. And that's just a common thing, I think. You know, whoever I talk to says the same thing. But and then, yeah, just had this, the two words, safer there. It was just, I had that in my head when I was writing the song, and I thought, let's make that the focus rather than about hiding away. It's about, you know, finding a safe place. So.
And speaking of focus, we're at that specific focus point where we get to talk about a particular song in a little bit more depth.
Yeah.
What Clayton likes to call the talk about song.
Yes.
Now, you had some success last year in the Scala Fum competition with this particular song. So it, and it's, we were talking earlier about you growing up in Swan Reach, and this song is called Hometown. So
it is.
So it seems very appropriate, given the success you had with the song, that we do talk about this one in a bit more detail.
Yeah.
So how did this song start to come about?
So I actually wrote this song, Hometown, when I was kind of in the early stages of moving to Adelaide to start my degree. So I was going, you know, from this little town of Swan Reach, where, you know, everyone knows everyone, and it's such a beautiful community. And then kind of going to Adelaide, where I know people say it's a small city, but it was a big city for someone who's been in Swan Reach their whole life. So I wrote it about the kind of the differences between Adelaide and Swan Reach, like down to the fact that you can drive through Swan Reach, you know, it might take you maybe a minute to drive through it if you just drive, you know, if you just go straight through.
And unless you get caught in the ferry jam.
Yeah, well, that's it. If it's a long weekend, like this weekend, I bet, I wasn't there, but I bet there would have been a lineup at the ferry. So you're right, unless you're at the ferry lineup, that will take you a little bit longer. But, you know, things, yeah, just like how there's bus lanes here in the city, you know, and it was just little things like that I really wanted to capture in this song. And, you know, even now going back home, it's so peaceful there. Like on the farm, it's just, you can go for a walk and there's just so much peace. Like it's, you know, there's no background traffic noise, and it's, yeah, it just made me feel so good, and I wanted to try to capture that in this song.
So do you feel like you have a lot of adjustment when you just first came to
Adelaide? It did take a bit of adjustment. I will admit, like, I love Adelaide, and it's definitely, you know, it's I don't think I was ever scared, or I didn't have any negative feelings about moving to Adelaide, but it did take a bit of adjusting. Just the fact that even like I said before, driving to the shops, like I could go and it would take me 5 minutes here, whereas if I was in Swan Reach, you know, it would take an hour to get to a Foodland or something like that. So just little adjustments like that.
That's a good adjustment.
Yeah.
Where were you when you decided to write a song about home and hometown?
So I started it at home, and I was actually writing it. We had a Swan Reach Country Music Festival coming up, and there was a program that we could work with a local producer to record basically a demo version of a song that we had written. And it needed to be around the theme of, you know, kind of where you grew up, or kind of with a bit of a country theme, I guess, to go with the festival. And so that kind of inspired me. I thought, oh, I could, you know, try to create a song about my home. And I thought it would be fitting because then I did play it at the Swan Reach Country Music Festival. That it just, yeah, so I started it there when I was at home. But I was in the process. I kind of continued writing it when I was in Adelaide, and then going back and forth in between. You know, one of the lyrics is, well, the opening line is, driving back to my hometown, the music's up and the windows are down. So it's just, you know, like the act of actually driving back, you know, you're on the highway. I've got the music blasting as always. And so it was, yeah, a bit of in between both Swan Reach and Adelaide.
Do you normally write with the that kind of lyric in the start of the point, or where do you start?
I think a lot of the time it is lyrics. I generally have an idea or a few lines in my head that I think I can expand on. So I do tend to start with lyrics. I might even, sometimes I have lyrics and a melody straight away, and so I get my phone out and turn the voice memos on and just kind of sing quietly into my phone if I'm, you know, sometimes I'm in public, so it looks a bit weird. I'm just like holding my phone up and trying to sing into it.
But, oh, another songwriter.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's it. We've got the technology now, so it is helpful. But lyrics are definitely, I think they're, yeah, the main place that I tend to start with.
And you were talking earlier about challenging yourself. Once you've got a lyric in front of you, how do you work it out, or how do you try to make sure that the melody is just a little, got a bit more variety in it?
Yeah.
As per the challenge you were saying.
Yeah, that is a tough one. I sometimes, that's when I think the songs take a little bit longer, is if I do really make the effort to, like I might sing one particular melody for a verse and then I'll probably let it sit for the day and then go back to it the next day, and I might, without listening to it, I'll, you know, go back to my whatever instrument I'm writing it on and just sing it and see what comes out compared to the day before. So then I try to, sometimes it's very similar, sometimes there's little, you know, inflections that are different. And I think just finding something that feels like it sits right with the lyrics. You know, it's, that was something we talked about at uni, is the prosody between lyrics and the music and making sure that they fit together. And so I think if it feels right, then I generally go with it.
Do you think that your piano playing or background has influenced how you work with that as well?
I think I definitely, it's interesting to see some of the songs I've written, if they've been on piano, how they can be different to the ones that I've written on guitar, even down to just the rhythm and the way that, or at least the way that it started. You know, my piano, I'm not like a great piano player. You know, I can do the basics.
Like chopsticks.
Oh yeah, I can do chopsticks. that was a favourite of mine. but yeah, it definitely, it, I would always, depending on the song or the idea of the song, I'd know whether or not I wanted to write it on piano or guitar. Like I straight away, I'd have one of those kind of that I knew would fit better.
Does that mean you need an electric keyboard so you've got more sounds for those combinations as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, these days it's quite good because with my computer I can just open up Logic and choose whatever kind of sound I want. So learning those kind of programs has definitely helped kind of open up more options.
Okay.
Time to listen to Hometown. Yeah.
Hometown, the music's up and windows down. The wind tangles up my hair in that sweet country air. There's no traffic lights or bus lanes, but the people know your name. Driving back to my hometown, I'm keeping my feet firmly on the ground. And I picture the tall gum trees in the river's breeze. Time faded away. The sky. That I can't afford. back to my hometown. Everything's familiar now. Turning onto gravel road, I know I'm so close. Being back where I belong, oh I know these roots are strong. Driving back to my hometown, there's nothing better than what I'm feeling now. And I picture the tall gum trees in the river's breeze. Town faded away. The skies painted in sunset reds that I can't forget. My hometown is where
some of the other great shows that are here on Radio Adelaide, but right now you're listening to Songcatcher at almost 45 minutes past 9, and you were listening to Hometown, another beautiful song by Emma Jane and members of a band,
and
there was
sitting,
a banjo.
I'm sitting next to Adrian, and I was going to say it's a very tasteful banjo there. I'm expecting
banjo.
A corky.
No, we were just asking you who was responsible for the banjo playing on that track.
Are you going to, is he safe if I say his name? That was Matt James on the banjo and on the harmonies as well. He did a fantastic job.
And that was recorded because of the Swan Reach Country Music Festival.
Originally, yes. Well, that was the reason why it was written. And then I did, I recorded that one for uni as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Very sweet.
Great recording.
Thank you.
So you must have done a very good teamwork as well, like in your team, in your band.
Yeah, it was that one I worked with Matt a lot on. And so he's got a lot of country influences as well. So getting, I think Hometown being, it was definitely, I always, you know, wanted it to be kind of more of a country influenced song, being what it's about. So working with him on that was, really great. Just having his input with the kind of country influence that he has as well. I was really happy how it turned out.
So do you prefer working in a group or just working alone?
Oh, I think that's a hard question. It really varies, and I know that's a really bad answer, but
I guess one of the questions there is have you developed a taste for collaborating with your songwriting, actually writing songs with other people, not just playing with other people?
Yeah, so that was actually something that we did explore while we were at uni. In our ensembles, each semester we would write a group song, and so that was a really interesting experience. I hadn't written with people a lot before, so sometimes, depending on the influences from everyone, it would sometimes be really easy, and you know, a song would come out, or even two songs would come out, you know, very easily. We'd just kind of, everyone would have their input, and it would all come together. And some was, you know, it would take a little bit more work, but yeah, that was something that we did kind of explore while we were in the course. And I'm definitely, I, you know, am all for collaboration. I think it's so good. You can benefit so much from working with other people and bouncing off ideas. And I think that's how you get great songs, is having input from other artists as well.
So that was the first time you collaborated?
I think on a recording, yes. Yeah, I think that was the first time that
You had written songs with other people before?
Kind of like bedroom songs. I'd written, you know, some of my friends at school, we'd go home after school and write a song together. They haven't seen the light of day at this stage. I don't know if they ever will. but, you know, that was such a... that's all part of it. It's all, you know, that's the beginning of it all, is just... feeling free enough to write with someone else. And, you know, even if it isn't the greatest lyrics in the world or you know, have the catchiest melody, it's still all part of that learning process.
It's all part of the fun.
Yeah, exactly.
So in terms of creative partnerships, what do you think you bring, your strongest points, you know, in a collaboration?
I think I love melodies. I think that... Sometimes if I work very well with someone who can come up with interesting chord progressions, sometimes I have the same, you know, 1-5-6-4 progression, and I just do it in a different key each time, and it just gets a little bit old. So working with someone who can kind of, you know, get kind of a bit further on from that and come up with good or more interesting progressions, then I can then work with that. And I think that's where I can kind of jump in and,
And decorate.
Yeah, that's a good word, decorate.
Are you finding that collaboration with the band that you're working with now?
Yes, so my band I'm working, it is all of my songs, but they have been incredible. You know, some of the songs that I've brought to them, I've kind of just had my, you know, just my guitar and vocals, and they've... you know, had their creative input. So I've got a drummer, Connor Deary, a guitarist who's Alexander Black, and a bassist, Michael Carver, and just a quick little mention for them. So they, they're fantastic. They, you know, just they're all musicians in their own right and songwriters in their own right as well. And so they definitely have a great input when it comes to kind of bringing the songs together.
And looking at the clock, we're going to have to run.
Yeah. Oh, well done.
Good segue.
This next song is called Run.
Thank you.
our chance to prove them all wrong. They act like they know, but they don't really know where we belong.
So, people out there, you've enjoyed listening from Emma Jane and her music for the last almost an hour here on Songcatcher. What we'd all like to know is how we can keep in touch with what she's up to.
Well, so I'm on Facebook. That's probably my main social media outlet at the moment, which is Emma Jane Music, so Jane with a Y. I also have a website, though, which is emmajane-music.com. And I will be, posting upcoming gigs and also more about the EP. So I'll be kind of announcing that from here on in and talking about it more as it progresses, which is really exciting. So Emma Jane Music.
Well, speaking of upcoming gigs, you've got a few.
Yeah, I've got one actually this Thursday evening. So I'm playing with Alexander Black and Poppy at the Metro Hotel. So we'll be on from 9 p.m. So come along if you're in the city. We'll hear some great live music.
And a few more gigs around as well.
Yeah, so there's actually, I'll be attending some gigs. at the moment, I've just got the one on Thursday. But we do have Scala, the Foom Festival, coming up.
Okay, so Foom is the Festival of Original Music. So if you write, or if you just write lyrics, if you write demos, or you wanted to get up there and do a live song, or you compose, there's an instrumental section as well, as demos and studio tracks. Have a look at scala.org.au and think about throwing your hat in the ring.
And then there's a Scala gig on the 14th.
That's also on the 14th, just out of town at the Wheatie. Jimmy Bay with Forte. It's Forte's going away party, evidently.
Oh, that's a shame. He's leaving.
Well, he's but choosing adventures. To go and try to progress his career, I think.
Yeah.
And favourites of ours, our favourite Portuguese people, the Sons of Zoku. Evidently being a little bit more acoustic than they normally are.
Ah.
So I'm expecting that will be a lot of fun. Now, tonight's mixtape is brought to you by Emma Jane.
Oh, very
good.
So
we've heard from her, we've heard from her music, but who does she listen to? Who does she listen to in the bathroom, I wonder?
In the shower.
Find out. In the shower. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It could be scary, couldn't it?
You've been in Bali too long.
Yeah, it could be, it could be. Never mind. Now, also, I just noticed a guy called Jacob Diamond's got an album launch. He's evidently a local who I've never heard of. He's at the Wheat Sheaf on June 16th, so it's Saturday night, I think, with a CD launch. Might be worth having a look at. He's got in full band mode, supported by Laura Hill. So I reckon that'll be a lot of fun.
So there's really a lot of live original music around Adelaide. You should take advantage of it. go out and listen.
And as well as the live original music, of course, there's Cab Fest and Cab Fringe Fest. And if you're interested in hearing something about that, why don't you check out theclothesline.com.au and have a look at the reviews and things, because there's lots of good stuff there. Now, we're about to introduce the last track of the evening, which is Don't Want to Talk. There's a message for me in that, I think.
That'll finish up the segment.
Thanks for bringing your music in tonight, Emma Jane. And talking to us about it. You've got to let it out. I know you need to verbalize. You'll let me slow you down. Well, I know you're being patient, but I can see it in your eyes. And every time I hesitate, you find it hard to be polite. I don't want to talk. Some attention.